We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
25-22 the final. The Packers go on the road and beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Eventually, game went into overtime. Both teams had their chances to win the game. Mason Crosby missed an extra point early, and you thought, oh boy. Okay, well, it happens. And then he missed a bunch of field goals. And so did McPherson, whose name I keep forgetting. What the hell's his first name? What's McPherson's first name?
Evan.
Evan, God. I keep wanting to say Zach. Why? Evan McPherson. Jeez. Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com. Green Bay Press Gazette. He was in Cincy. Was it windy there? What the hell was going on yesterday?
There was some gusting winds that would be periodically going right to left or right left to right up to 20 miles an hour. It really wasn't that windy of a day, though.
Not five kicks in 10 minutes windy, though, right?
No. No, that was just one of the beautiful flukes of the game, man. That's just one of the things that happen. It's why you love this game. It's why you love sports in general. You never know when you're going to see something that you've never seen before. In this case, you'll never see again. It was just one of those beautiful flukes.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of decisions in this game were interesting, but they did ultimately send Crosby back out there after missing three in a row. And, you know, like if you're shooting ball at the Y and you want to end on a make because you feel good, if they would have sent him out there and he would have missed again, I mean, that would be tough to recover from. They could have, like, broke this guy yesterday. But he made it, and so everything's fine again.
I don't think anything's going to ever break this guy because we've seen him respond from Detroit a couple years ago. And if anything was ever going to break you, that would be it. Not saying this wouldn't be worse. It might have been worse. But it wouldn't have been so much worse that you count him out. I just don't know what to make of Mason Crosby's day because, look, it was any kicker's dream and any kicker's nightmare all wrapped up into one. I mean, ultimately, and this is what he ended on as his final note yesterday after the postgame press conference, all he's thinking about is the last one, right? And so he's excited. But he also knows that Monday's coming, and that's when he's going to have to watch the film of that. One extra point, three field goals, two of which would have been walk-off game winners. Game over, go to the locker room, there's nothing else to do. And to miss those three, that's a bad day. That's a bad day, period. And on top of that, Mason Crosby's 0-for-2 on coin toss. He calls tails twice, heads twice. After his post game, he tries to go back into the locker room and the door's locked. I mean, you're talking about a guy that had one thing go right for him all day, and it just happened to be a 49-yard walk-off game winner. Probably the most bizarre day of his entire career, and he's 37. He's gray-haired. He's had a long career. So when you're talking about the most bizarre day of a career that long, you're saying something.
Yeah, you can't. I don't know if it's a minor thing or if I say it as a joke, I mean it, though. You can't send him out for the coin toss. Not after that game, not for overtime. You can't send him out there. I thought that, LaFleur, the interesting thing about Matt LaFleur is he's won, what, 30 games and 37 tries now, like the fourth fastest all time. And he, you know, he's got a pretty good quarterback that he's doing it with. So you look at the records and stuff and you're like, he's a good coach. There's still some areas where I'm like, eh, this is still a first time coach going through some of these things for the first time. I don't know what was with some of the play calling late where it was almost like they were playing for field goals. When they were up five, there was a drive that they got into the red zone. Or was it when they were tied at 22, they were like, all right, you can milk the clock here and take it down. And they're throwing when they should be running. I just thought that for a guy that's all gas, no effing break, there was a lot of break yesterday.
See, Aaron Rodgers throwing when they should be running. Aaron Rodgers said the opposite, said that they were running when they should be throwing. You know, I don't know that I had a huge issue with the play calling, to be honest with you. I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers had Davante Adams wide open in the right corner of the end zone for what would have been a game-winning touchdown right before the two-minute warning, before that first of three missed Mason Crosby kicks, and he missed them. That was a pretty good play call. You want to get Davante Adams wide open in the end zone. Pretty hard to do. If you can do that, it's a good play call. So I don't know that I had a huge issue with the play calling. I just think it was one of those games where it was hard from either sideline to get a handle on because so many weird, funky things happened. And it was just which coach or which team is going to be able to survive the twists and turns the best. And it happened to be the Packers. It's kind of stunning that this game ended in a win one way or the other, or a win or a loss. I mean, it just seemed like one of those games that was destined to be a tie because neither team knew how to close it, and the Packers got a fourth chance and were able to do it.
Obviously, PackersNews.com, Ryan Wood. Silverstein wrote a piece, I haven't read it yet, about how the Packers need more than Devontae in the passing game, which you would think is probably true. He had nearly half of the team's targets yesterday. I thought that there are some games where it looks like Rodgers is only looking at Devontae. I thought this was, like, I looked down at the box score afterwards, and I thought, oh, my God, 206 yards. I thought that within the flow of the game, it made sense that Devontae got it a lot. If I'm Rodgers and I have Davante Adams, he's going to be my first look every time. And so I don't know. I don't know where we're at in terms of is it a problem, is it not a problem, if the Packers are too Davante Adams dependent right now.
Yeah, I mean, if Davante Adams goes for 11 and 206 every week, then you don't need anything but Davante Adams. The issue is that's a career high, even for Davante Adams. It's a big week. And you might, I mean, triple digits is a fair expectation at this point, but a 100-yard receiver and nothing else is not going to cut it week in and week out. So they've got to cultivate, you know, look, MVS is on IR. He's the number two receiver. So it's not a big surprise that there's not much behind Davante Adams at the moment. The big omission, the big absence is Robert Tonyan. And Robert Tonyan, look, he's been a lot better than the numbers will show because he's had a handful of DPIs that don't count in the stat book but count on the field. And they're basically chunk yardage plays that he doesn't get the stats for, but it makes a difference. But with that said, Robert Tonyan had 11 touchdown catches last year. Where is he at through five games? I think it's zero. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but the production, especially in the red zone, has been very different. It's been missing since last season. He's a really talented guy. But he had one catch for 8 yards yesterday. His one catch was really impressive. He had a defender draped all over him. The guy catches everything. They've got to get Robert Tonyan going in the passing game. There's no question about that. That said, Davante Adams is going to be the first, second, often third read on most plays because he's Davante Adams and nobody else in the NFL is.
I think there's a lot of guys on this team that have been playing very well that have stepped up, and that was kind of the refrain throughout Rodgers, the press conference yesterday, was that, look, a football team takes everybody, even guys that maybe you're not too familiar with. This is him talking about the offensive line briefly.
You know, if you had told me it'd be Yash, Runyon, Lucas Patrick, Royce, and Billy as a starting five, I would have said, oof.
There's a lot there in that, oof. Like, if that's your offensive line, there's no Jenkins, there's no Josh Myers, there's no Bakhtiari. Yet this patchwork offensive line, Ryan, is getting it done.
It is getting it done. How about Lucas Patrick stepping in and only having one bad snap all day, which obviously got a fortuitous turn to basically become a direct snap in the third quarter to Aaron Jones. But that's not supposed to happen. Your first career start and you have one bad snap for a guy that's not even a center, that's tremendous. So Lucas Patrick had a big day. How about the first time all season that Aaron Jones had 100 yards? Yeah, obviously, he had a pretty good day in his first 10 carries. He had 10 carries for 52 yards. In his 11th carry, he finally hits a home run and gets 57 yards. You knew that was coming from Aaron Jones. It was kind of remarkable that he'd gotten almost five games into the season without hitting a home run. He's a home run hitter, and he finally did. So, yeah, the offensive line has been really good. Two straight weeks now that the Packers have gotten almost 200 yards out of their 1-2 punch in the backfield, Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. A.J. Dillon almost matching his career high in receiving yards and receptions in one game, has his first career receiving touchdown, which Aaron Rodgers said after the game was really impressive because he kind of threw it high and hard, and it was a good hands play by A.J. Dillon, which as a big running back, didn't catch the ball a lot at Boston College. Not a guy that's known for his hands, but he showed it there. So, yeah, the offensive line's doing enough. It's keeping Aaron Rodgers clean. I think only two sacks yesterday. Gotten some production in the run game, and they certainly need David Bakhtiari and Elton Jenkins back as soon as possible. But just think about how much better this offense and this offensive line is going to be when they have their top guys.
Packers missing top guys on the defense too. No Jair Alexander, so Eric Stokes kind of takes over as cornerback one. And I thought he played well. I was, you know, there was that play where Chase burns him down the sideline. And you can be like, oh, look at that. He got burnt. But he stayed with it the whole time. He followed Jamar Chase's eyes, and he knocked the ball away. I think that Eric Stokes there's a little Jair in him in terms of, like, remember when Jair first came? He's like, hey, I'm an all-pro. And people are like, you got to kind of show it first. And then he did. I feel that same confidence with Stokes, and I think that pick is paying dividends right now.
I mean, the best play Eric Stokes made yesterday, the most impressive play he made, didn't even count. That was incredible that he chased down Jamar Chase all the way, to like the 3-yard line after that remarkable Jamar Chase catch and he touched. And here's the thing, Eric Stokes had to have known at that point that he touched Jamar Chase, had a good idea that he touched Jamar Chase when he was on the ground and that play was coming back. He had zero cares. You could almost see the thought bubble of damn it, I'm Eric Stokes. I have 4.25 speed. I am going to chase down Jamar Chase, whether it's the last thing I do. And he did before the goal line. I thought that was for a rookie to kind of have that bravado and that, you know, there's a little bit there between him and Jamar Chase. Yes, LSU versus Georgia, and there's some pride on the line. You saw what he's about on that play, even though it didn't count. So that's what you want from a corner. You want that type of bravado from a cornerback, a guy that is not going to back down from anything, whether it counts or not. He's going to make the play. It's pretty impressive for a rookie. It's pretty impressive for a corner. And, you know, you add that to the 4.25 speed and his ability to close and eat space on the field. It's been a pretty impressive start.
This was a weird game. A lot of field goals, weird game. The weirdest play of the game might have been when Joe Burrow just threw it to Devondre Campbell, and I still can't explain it. I have no idea how that happened. Devondre getting a lot of praise from Aaron. You know, it's kind of like, how was this guy even available? We wouldn't have a team without him right now. I don't know what happened there. I think, feel free to talk about what you saw there or just Devondre Campbell in general. I don't have a question again. I just, that play, dude, I can't describe it.
Yeah, basically, Devondre Campbell, he's good, go, right? He is good. Look, the Packers have been looking for an inside linebacker like this. And when I say like this, I don't mean just a tackle machine. I mean a dynamic playmaker, a guy that actually makes dynamic plays. But Devondre Campbell has two picks this season already in five games. He's been a guy that can get all over the field, gets his nose into everything, and he can tilt the field. It's been very impressive. And like Aaron Rodgers said after the game, how on earth was this guy on the street? Like, how did a team not pick this guy up? Because he's really good. Now, I have no idea what Joe Burrow was throwing at. He was clearly throwing at Devondre Campbell. But yeah, Devondre Campbell still has to make the play. Because, look, sometimes the hardest ones are the easiest ones. Like, Devondre Campbell has no reason to think that that ball's coming to him, and then, boom, it hits him right in the face mask. You still got to make the play. You got to be able to react to it, and he reacted smoothly like he's done all season. So it's been a bit of a surprise because you bring a guy late in off the street for training camp, right before training camp. You don't expect this type of production and impact, and yet this is where Devondre Campbell is. He's provided this type of production and impact. So they've been looking for an inside linebacker like this. They've gotten it through five games. It's obviously got to continue for 12 more, but it's so far awfully impressive.
Ryan Wood on Thursday will chat about Jalen Smith. Packers scoop him up since we last talked, so we'll see what impact he could have. The Packers have the Bears this weekend. Bears get a win. We'll see if the Packers can stay hot or if these injuries will keep up with them. Safe travels to you, sir, and we'll talk later in the week.
Hey, take care, Bart.
Ryan Wood on Twitter, BY Ryan Wood. By Ryan Wood. Find him PackersNews.com and the Green Bay Press Gazette, and also right here on The Fan throughout the week. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, go ahead and breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at GreatMidwestBank.com, GreatMidwestBank.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.